Hello, I just got a phone call from you, but I think that's her.
Mary. Hi, Mary. It's Natalie from MMA Legal. Are you able to speak at the moment?
Yeah, I'll just move a week somewhere quieter.
Okay, no worries. You tell me when you're ready.
Sorry?
You let me know when you're ready to continue. Okay. Are you comfy? Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely. Okay, so just need to make you aware that you're in the call if you're safeguarded. Obviously, I need to refer that case to the local county and that all our calls are recorded for compliance reasons. Yeah, and in order to be compliant with data protection, could you confirm your date of birth and address?
Second date, 69, 11 Murray Street, in here.
Brilliant. So you haven't continued to call with the recording and everything?
Sorry, I really can't hear you. There's just a lot of background noise in your side.
There's a lot of background noise. Sorry about that. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just to obviously make sure that you're happy to continue with the call. So what age did you go into care?
I've been, I think, about 2 or 3. I think I've been here all my life. Well, I've had to move up here in my life.
And what age did you personally need to care?
Well, the only 40 here, I think it's about 2 or 3.
So, can you remember what local authority would have close to in 40 care?
I honestly don't know. I don't know much about that day.
Do you know where you lived at that time?
I think I got put into a nursery for a wee while, and then I got placed in foster care.
No, no, I mean the town where you lived.
The town? It is here, I think, yeah. Well, the Bolton.
Sorry, where?
At Bolton.
Claire Bolton?
Yeah.
Is that in there? Is that?
Well, it's a few miles from here.
Okay.
It's just a village.
Okay, thank you. And were you known by any other names or nicknames? In brackets, I've got Mary McFadden, and then I've got in brackets Morrison.
Yeah, just Mary Morrison. I was then Mary Morrison.
The only one I've got down is Colton Children's Home.
Colton, yeah, that's a the place here at the foster care.
Okay, so. Do you remember anything about foster care at all?
Well, I remember a lot of things.
Do you remember, like, the town tree where all the names of the people that you stayed with?
Yeah, I was foster care, a couple in Bolton.
So, Bolton was the first
Carbolton.
Carbolton, sorry.
Sorry, I think I've been asked all these questions before. Someone called me.
We haven't got all the information. The only information I've got on here is one setting. Have you gone with a different law firm?
No. The one?
No.
It's you.
Yeah, so yeah, I've only got one care sitting down on our system.
Right.
So it might have been that the person didn't put the information down, which is why we've had to give you a call back. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so I apologise for that. Is it, so from Carbolton, that Holtsman, is that when you then went to the home?
Yes.
Yeah, and then did you go somewhere after there?
No, I was there till 16.
Okay. After 16, did they give you any other support at all?
Well, I had a... What was it? I think it was a patient office, but I know I was up till I was 18, just like, I social work until I was 18.
So you had social work until 18, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Whilst you were in care in the different settings, did they, I don't think that would have had some schooling in the same place. What schools did you attend?
Right, well, when I was in foster care, I attended to Bolton Primary and then Moon Home Academy.
Sorry? Where was that high school, sorry?
Moon Home, that was down here.
Moon Home?
Moon Home, yeah.
Was that an academy or a high school, that one?
Yes, an academy.
Thank you. And who is your registered GP practice, please, now?
What, my current one, yeah?
Yeah, please.
I think it's in Carrot Street, Carrot Street, sorry. Oh, Fullerton practice.
Sorry, the phone was funny then. Could you say that again, please?
Fullerton practice.
Fullerton practice?
Yeah.
Thank you. Is that in air?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have any other professional support in you at all?
At the moment, no.
Okay. And do you have any mental health diagnosis?
No.
Have you ever done any self-harm?
Maybe when I was younger. A lot younger.
And what age was that?
Oh, about 13, 14.
And what self-harm did you do?
Just cutting myself.
Was it on arms, legs? And what age did that stop?
Well, I'd say about a year later.
And have you ever had thoughts of ending life?
Yeah.
And do you remember what age that started?
Sorry? That was like slightly on in life then. This way, but past 12 years.
So you would have been 44?
Yeah.
And has that resolved now?
Well, I still have pains, about depression.
Yeah, okay.
And anxiety and things like that.
Has that been diagnosed?
Yeah, well, I've got the doctor who gives me tablets, and that's it.
Ah, so that you've got a diagnosis of depression and anxiety?
Yeah. Yeah, we call it low mood and anxiety.
And have you made any attempts to end your life at all?
No. I big alcohol problem.
What age did that start, Mary?
Oh, well, I've been drinking most of my young life and all my life, but not so much after my husband died, and then it went really bad. I ended up in rehab.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear if you're lost.
Yeah.
Must have been a tough time. How old were you when you first had a drink at all?
Oh, I'd be about 12, 11, 12.
Yeah. And then it became a problem sort of after your husband passed?
Yeah.
how long ago was that?
That'd be what my husband passed away.
Yeah.
That'd be 12 years ago.
And then you said you wanted to go into rehab?
Yeah.
And what did you go into rehab?
Green. Yeah. That'd be about 4.5 years ago.
And are you clean now from that?
Yeah, just, yeah, I go to, like, tea and things like that, yeah.
Well done. You're doing really well. Okay. May I go that way? Have you ever been in hospital for your mental health?
No.
Have you ever received any therapy or counselling?
Any what, sorry?
Therapy or counselling.
No, but I'm about to go try and I'm just get instructions from people that's going to help me. Therapy.
Lovely. I'll put that on there. Okay. Do you have any physical health concerns?
Physical health, as well. I've got emphysema.
Yep. Anything else?
That's about it.
Okay, so did you smoke young?
Yes.
Yeah, what age did you start smoking, Mary?
Oh, about 10, 11.
And as a child when you was in care, do you remember ever attending the hospital at all?
No, never. Just once. That was just for the operation, my foot, and that's because I was a bit older.
Have you ever been arrested or received any convictions?
I think it was all everything was from like under 16 and came off the home.
Is that when you ran away, did they?
Yeah, I've got that, yeah.
Yeah, so did they arrest you for that?
I'm not sure. I think I was arrested for something. I think it was to do with the people I ran about you and having to go to court because you did something that obviously I get lumped in with.
Okay.
I was at 15.
Did you get any convictions?
I'm not sure. I really actually don't know. It was basically, we were just taken to the court but brought back home again, so we never actually took your kids, so we didn't really get any information.
Okay, I'll put a rest of it, not sure if it's these convictions. And it was 16, is it?
No, that would be about 14, 14, 14 and 15.
So 14 and 15. And what about drugs? Did you ever do any drugs or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and what did that
start? Well, it was like solvent abuse, so looking for answers. This person was young.
What age did you start that?
Well, it was Susan in the home, really. So it's about 13.
Yeah. So after self-interviews, did it progress to anything else?
Yeah, I'm taking an abuse and just alcohol and taking it.
What age did you start amphetamines?
Well, that's about later, actually, so I'd say about 25, 30.
Okay, and do you do any drugs at the moment?
No.
Well done, you've done well. With our company, do you prefer to have a male or a female advisor?
A female.
Okay, so what I do is I allocate you to myself. So do you provide this consent to request a copy of your records from everybody that you've mentioned, obviously to the previous person and to myself?
Sorry, you'll need to do that again. I really can't make out.
Do you provide this with consent to request copies of your records from the people that you've
mentioned? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I think people have mentioned they're in my foster care, or that actually do.
Yeah, so it'd be the local authority that we've requested.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, GP records and then school.
Yeah, but I had to have different GPs if I could.
Yeah, but your records should follow you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it will be able to go all the way back to the beginning to like find evidence and things. When we get copies of your care records, would you like a copy? Would you like to see a copy of that?
Sorry, say that again?
Would you like
to see? I'm really sorry, I've just been picking up somebody in the background, you know, it's quite hard to hear you.
Sorry, we're all in the same room. I've got you now. Oh, that's it. Would you like to see a copy of the care record? So the process is going to take about 10 months and I'll be your main point of contact for the rest of the process. So if you save my number into your phone, if you do get any questions, you can always give me a call.
Is that the one I called you on Snow?
Yes, if it rings and I don't answer, it's usually because I'm on the phone and for some reason it doesn't like kick in and say this person is busy. So it just keeps ringing. So,
okay.
Yeah. But if I show a missed call, so I'll be able to give you a call back. So what happens now is that we gather your evidence from the people that you've mentioned, obviously at care homes and things like that. Then once all that information is back in, we'll give you another call back to clarify what we've got. And then we put that together to the Scottish Resource Panel. You're not required to go to that panel, okay? So it's a closed door panel, which will let you know what date that is going to be held. As part of our compliance, and I know you probably already have these options told to you, but because we have our calls recorded, we just need to make sure that you're clear and aware of what options you've got to do in terms of your Scottish redress claim. So you're entitled to do the claim independently and research your own evidence. You are able to have a difference from England or Scotland to have accepted a fee of £2,000 for acting on behalf of Scottish redress. They don't charge you a fee due to them receiving the £2,000 from the Scottish government. And they receive that fee no matter if they win or lose your case. Okay? And then there's ourselves, MMA people, and we act on...
Sorry, I can't hear you. I'm going to be slurring from you.
Everybody's going today, isn't it?
I can't take their cards to the beach, he's going to drink today, so it's Scottish National.
Oh, no, I've run on the wrong day, haven't I? MMA Legal, we can act on your behalf. We've opted out of that fee from Scottish Redress, and we only take a 20% tax fee from you to win, right? So if you lose, there's no charge, and it also means that we're completely independent and we're acting for you. And we're still happy to proceed with MMA Legal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're also entitled to a 14-day cooling off period. Would you prefer to have the first 14 days or would you like us to proceed immediately? Have you got any other law firm that you signed up for a Scottish redress claim?
Have I got any other four?
Any other law firm?
No, it's just in that one.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
No, that's it. So just basically, if you need to get any more information, I need to go in touch with Gorman.
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, what happens next, we're going to contact all the companies that we can to gather your history and evidence that's on your records, and then I'll give you a call back to go back through it. So what we add into the statement will be from the supporting evidence that we've got put forward or to your claim. And then once we've gone back through that together, that's when we then put it forward to the panel. It's just getting that information back now. Some local authorities have replied back and saying because they're desperately doing their claims, it's taking a little while. So we're kind of saying sort of 10 months, it could extend out to like 12 months, but we're going to try and get it through as quickly as possible for you.
Yeah.
So that's everything from me today, Mary.
Thank you
so much for your time today, and I hope you have a lovely weekend, but I'm sorry for calling. On the busy weekend.
Yeah.
You take care of yourself now.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.